Hello, fellow simmers. My name is Estelle, and I am your host of Simlish Sessions. In this episode, I'll discuss the fastest ways to get simoleons for your Sims household. I'll talk through everything from cheats to jobs to hobbies that make you the most money. The best way to make sure your Sims produce work that is worth more is to purchase the marketable trait from the Satisfaction Point Reward Store. You can find the list of available traits to purchase by clicking on the Aspirations tab at the bottom, which is in the shape of a star. The rewards will be at the bottom of that panel. To earn satisfaction points, you need to have your Sim complete their aspirational goals as well as their wants. You can see your Sim's wants in the bottom left corner with the Sim you created, and the wants will appear as thought bubbles above their head. The marketable trait costs 1,500 satisfaction points, so you'll have to save up your points, unless you're like me and use cheats. In that case, the cheat to give your Sim satisfaction points is sims.give_satisfaction_points, followed by the number of points you want to give your Sim. One more time for anyone who didn't get it. sims.give_satisfaction_points. Capital letters are not required to make this cheat work, but if you remember from previous episodes, I talked about how you need to enter testing cheats true into the cheat bar to enable any codes to work. Essential knowledge right there. Now, once you have that marketable trait for your Sim, every item your Sim produces will be worth more. Paintings, books, woodworking objects, and with the new Crystal Creations pack, jewelry and cut gemstones will be worth more. While having the marketable trait will make you extra simoleons, I stand firmly on gardening to make money. Here's what you have your Sims do. First, find snapdragons and strawberry plants. Tend to those, and your Sim's gardening skill will grow. Once the skill level is to 5, your Sim can now take cuttings from other plants, which enables grafting. Take a cutting from your snapdragon plant and then graft it to the strawberry plant. Once completed, you will get the Splice of Life achievement, which is the unlocked a new plant through grafting achievement. You will then notice that the dragon fruits will grow on that spliced plant, and dragon fruits are worth an absurd amount of simoleons. They start at 250 simoleons per dragon fruit, and a full dragon fruit plant will produce 10 crops. I do this just about every game I play and always end up with thousands, if not millions, of simoleons. If you fertilize your plants with fish you catch or other crops, you can level up your plants, which will also increase the value of the fruits you sell. I think this is truly the easiest way to retire early from Sims jobs. But if you're the type of Sims player who enjoys sending their Sims off to work, a base game job that makes the most money is being a style influencer. After multiple promotions, style influencers can make around 15,000 simoleons a week, which translates to around 500 simoleons an hour. But there's taxes to pay every Monday. Your taxes will depend on how large the lot you live on is, as well as the furniture inside of your home. They will also tax your utility usage, just like a regular landlord would. If you don't get your bills paid within 48 hours of receiving them, your lights will be cut off. After another 48 hours, if you don't pay your bills, they'll cut off your water. That's not necessarily a dire situation, but it's something definitely to take care of right away, as soon as you can. And gardening would help. I hope that these tips can help your Sims make money, so you can update and buy nicer things for your home. Worrying about simoleons can be a big issue, how we worry about real money. But if you're selling $2,500 worth of fruit a day, you'd pretty much be set for life. These are just tricks that I use in my gameplay, and they work the best for me, so if they happen to work for you, that's great too. Anyways, thank you for listening to this episode of Simlish Sessions. Again, my name is Estelle, and tune in every Wednesday morning for a new episode. If you enjoyed Simlish Sessions, please leave a positive review. We'll see you all next week, Simmers.